put that back in there for me?
Okay. Now, about the business that we are here today for, talking about prayer and building and strengthening our relationship with God through prayer. But, you know, as we've been talking about, it's been looking at all kinds of different things that we can do to build and strengthen our prayer life and our communication with God. This morning, we're going to be talking about and really kind of beginning a different series of lessons on prayer that's going to focus on overcoming strongholds in our lives. Now, we need to talk for a few minutes about this idea of strongholds and what we're talking about. You know, we've talked time and time again in here about spiritual warfare. And so everybody here knows that we are in the midst of spiritual warfare, right? Everybody knows that. Some of you look unsure. Okay. All right. Well, I think we've talked about it enough. We continue talking about it. And we talk about spiritual warfare, the fact that we're in it. But I'm afraid that what happens to us is that we, like so many other bits of information that you talk about, we kind of take those in this general concept. In other words, yes, I acknowledge spiritual warfare exists. I acknowledge that I'm in the midst of it and that I have to battle every day. But then where does it go from there? What do I do with it? What exactly is this spiritual warfare? We say, oh, well, that's the devil tempting me. Oh, yeah, okay, I know. That's happening all the time. But I'm not sure that we really understand spiritual warfare from the very personal perspective that it really is. And that's when we're talking about strongholds, that's what we're going to be looking at. We really need to grasp the concept that spiritual warfare is not just for the church at large, but it is for you and 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 me. It's for every single one of us personally. It is the battle that Satan is waging against you every day in your life. Okay? We need to make it personal. Because until we do, okay, we're going to be mediocre at best as we struggle through our daily lives trying to wage war against Satan, war that we don't really even acknowledge is personally taking place. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of us. Okay, so we need to talk about this personal warfare that we are in. And I think the best way for us to understand that is from this perspective on that we are facing strongholds in our daily lives. Now, when we talk about strongholds, what exactly is a stronghold? Okay, we need to understand that first of all before we can really begin to overtake the strongholds and break them down. We got to understand what strongholds really are. And one of the best definitions that I'm able to come up with is something that Albert Barnes wrote in his commentary on this text that we're looking at this morning in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. He talks about the word stronghold. He says, the word here rendered strongholds means properly a fastness, a fortress or strong fortification. It is here beautifully used to denote, listen to this, the various obstacles resembling a fortress which exists and which are designed and adapted to oppose the truth and the triumph of the Christian's cause. All those obstacles are strongly fortified. The sins of his heart, the stronghold, he says the sins of his heart are fortified by the long indulgence and by the hold which they have on his soul. The wickedness of the world is a stronghold. He says the wickedness of the world, which he opposes, is strongly fortified by the fact that it has seized on strong human passions, that one point strengthens another, that great numbers are united. The idolatry of the world was strongly fortified by prejudice and long establishment and the protection of laws and the power of the priesthood. And the opinions of the world are entrenched behind false philosophy and the power of subtle arguments. You see, it's all of the things that we struggle with, and every single one of us needs to look into our own personal lives and realize, what are the things that Satan is throwing at me in my life? See? And we need to realize that the fortifications or the strongholds that one person fights against are not the same ones that another one. All of us, some of us may share some, but we also have some of our own that others don't struggle against. See? But what we need to understand is that these are fortifications that we are trying to go up against. See, we're trying to break these things down in our lives. Now, let me take just a moment here. This is for a commercial break, okay? We didn't have one of these in a sermon, all right? A word from our sponsor, not really sponsored, but I don't do this very often, okay? I do not recommend to the whole congregation books very often. So the fact that I'm doing this ought to tell you how important I really see this. I think that probably most of you have heard of Beth Moore. I have heard of her. I've never read any of her books until I read this one. I'm strongly recommending that you get a copy of this book. Y'all can read it from back there, can't you? It is called, it's from Beth Moore, and it's Praying God's Word. Okay? This book basically is about overcoming strongholds, which is where I'm looking at, some of the material for these lessons, this series that I'm doing here. But each of the chapters, and talks about a different stronghold, each of the chapters is actually very short. Just some real short thoughts, one or two pages for many of them. But what follows each chapter are page after page after page of examples of prayers using the Scriptures concerning those individual strongholds that we're talking about here, okay? So I want to recommend to you to get a copy of this book, all right? Now, you can buy it at one of the local bookstores, and it starts, the cheapest I found one is about $14.95, and they go up from there. Or, if you would like, for a limited time only, okay? For a limited time only, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board I put up there this morning. I can get these through CBD. It'll cost about $10.25 per book, and that includes shipping. If you would like to get a copy of this, then sign up on the list and do that as soon as possible. Don't wait, because I need, people want this, we need to order them. So sign up on the list back there, and I will order those copies and get the boy. Or you can just go to one of your local bookstores and buy a copy of it. You'll just have to pay more for it, but that's up to you. But I really want to encourage you, mainly, again, because the example, we've been talking about praying through the Scriptures, and that's really what we're talking about, overcoming these strongholds through prayer. Okay? And she does an excellent job of giving us a lot of examples of how to use the Scriptures in prayer to overcome those strongholds. Okay? So it's great examples of exactly what we've been talking about and what we're going to continue to talk about. So I just want to encourage you in that way. Again, Beth Moore, we get into the thing, well, she's not a member of the church, blah, blah, blah. Look, okay, get over it, okay? All right? She's an excellent writer. I've never read any of her stuff, but if this is a sample of it, she's a gifted writer. I have not found anything in this book that I've seen thus far that would indicate that, there's apostasy or anything. Some things that I would say differently, some things that I would look at and go, but nothing doctrinal that I have found in it at all. As a college professor of mine used to say all the time, when you eat meat, eat fish, you spit out the bones and you eat the meat, okay? And that's what we have to do with material like this. But it's a great book, and I'd encourage you to look at that, because I think it will help you in this particular part of our study. Follow along and look at the things, especially those that apply to you. And that's what we're looking at this morning, is talking about these strongholds that Satan has fortified against us in our lives. What do we do to break those things down, to tear them down, so that we can overcome the struggles that we face every day in our lives? The first part of it is the thing that we look at in this text. The Apostle Paul tells us For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Now, the first part of this that I want us to focus on is the weapons of war. He says we don't use the same weapons that the world uses. You know, how many of y'all watch the military channels? Some of you guys or girls are going, what's the military channel? Okay, you know, they have stuff on there about weapons, you know. Our son Kyle, when he was just a little fella, barely able to talk, he used to walk around and go, weapons, I want weapons. You know, he liked you know, plastic swords and knives and stuff like that. He was all about weapons, you know. And so what we need to focus on is weapons. We have some weapons that are available to us that, by the way, you can't buy on the military market, okay? They're not out there. You can't buy them anywhere. But we have them available to us for free. You know how much an F-15 fighter costs, Rick? How much one of those cost? How many millions of dollars? Like $35 million for an F-15. That's an airplane, by the way, okay? All right, we don't have to pay a penny, and the weapons we have are more powerful than an F-15. Okay? So we got some pretty cool stuff available to us weapons-wise. You see, it seems like that we as people have a fascination with blowing things up. Have you ever noticed that? You know, we like to see things being blown up. I mean, look at the movies. Look at what's in the movies today. You know, there's always stuff being blown up by somebody. You know, there's cars wreck, and they don't just wreck. Let me tell you, I have never seen, I never worked an accident where two cars hit and they just exploded into fireballs like they show on the movies, okay? That doesn't happen unless you pack that thing with explosives, okay? But we are fascinated with the idea of blowing things up. You see, that's what we want to do. Let's blow it to smithereens, okay? The thing I like about what Paul is telling us is here, we get to blow stuff up, okay? We get to blow... Doesn't that make you excited? It does me, you see? We get to blow stuff up, okay? Because we've got weapons that will allow us to do that. What are those weapons? Well, look at the statement here that he makes here. He says, we have divine power. That's the key to these weapons that we have. Divine power. Now, the word in the Greek language that's used in this place for power, you know what that word is? It's dunamis. That's the word that we get our word dynamite from. Okay? So we have divine dynamite available to us. You see? Isn't this getting cool? I like this, all right? We get some divine dynamite so we can blow stuff up. Okay? Now, what I want to suggest to you, and this is something that I read from Beth here, and it's like, wow, that's really cool. Two sticks of dynamite, she says, God gives to us. You know what they are? It's prayer and God's Word. Isn't that cool? Yeah, that's the divine power that God gives us. Prayer, you see, and His Word. Those are like, she says, two sticks of dynamite that God gives to us that we can use to blow up the strongholds that Satan has against us. I like that idea, you see, because as I already told you, I like seeing things blown up, okay? And he uses the language that Paul is talking about here. He's saying to demolish. Okay, isn't that what blowing stuff up does? Okay, we don't want to just kind of, you know, knock it over. We don't want to just empty it. We want to demolish it. And so God gives us this dynamite, divine dynamite, you see, that we can use to blow up the strongholds that we face within our lives. Another way to look at the part about the prayer, we put that in conjunction with the Word of God, those two sticks of dynamite, you're going to hear this phrase a lot coming up here more and more and more, and it's going to be kind of a theme of our Vacation Bible School. I didn't tell you this ahead of time, Tom. I thought it'd surprise you along with everybody else. It's called Make War on the Floor. Okay? Make War on the Floor. Because that's where God makes us the most powerful, is when we get on our knees and we use the dynamite that He has provided for us so that we can blow up or demolish the strongholds that Satan has put into our lives. You see? So we need to be making war on the floor by praying to God and using His Word, you see, to help us as we seek to demolish or tear down or blow up those strongholds that we face. Really, what we need to do, the second thing we've got to understand here, is we get to become demolition experts. Okay? And this is getting better all the time, isn't it, guys? See, the girls are going, it's crazy. The guys, you know, we tend to look at that kind of stuff. But we get to become demolition experts. You ever watch the programs where they call it raising a building? I don't know why they call it raising when they're actually taking it down. But you know, they put the dynamite all through the building and everything. They're going to tear down this old building, and they blow it up. But it's all controlled, you see, so that when the dynamite goes off, that whole building implodes is the word that they use. The whole thing implodes, and it just collapses in on itself, you see. Well, those people that do that are demolition experts. You have to be an expert in that, so that the building falls exactly where it's supposed to fall. See, they wouldn't want someone like me to help them to do that, because then the parts of the building would just go everywhere, you see, and that would defeat part of the purpose. It would come down, okay, but it would be a mess because I'm not an expert. But we can become demolition experts and need to become demolition experts in overcoming and tearing down and demolishing these strongholds that we have in our lives, that Satan is bringing before us. You see, the strongholds are the fortresses that are designed to protect our sinfulness. Think about it and realize it that way. Satan has built these strongholds that are holding us so that they protect our excuses. They protect our sins. They protect all of the reasons why we keep doing the things that we keep doing when we know we shouldn't. That's why we call them strongholds. Because that's what fortifications do. They protect. And Satan has put these things in our lives to protect his grasp and his hold on us. What we've got to do is become demolition experts and blow those strongholds up. We need to demolish, he says specifically. Look at the text here, verse 5. We demolish, I like that word, demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We get to demolish those things in our lives. You see? Demolish them. That's just blow them up. Get them out of there. You say, well, wait a minute. What are you talking about, these arguments and so forth? Well, sometimes I think there's two types. Number one is the arguments that we use for ourselves. Things like, well, I know what the Bible says, but. You ever found yourself using that to defend one of the strongholds that Satan has in your life? You see? Where you know that you shouldn't be doing something because you know it's against God's Word, but there are extenuating circumstances. See? Those are some of the arguments that we have got to demolish in our lives. See? That Satan uses to hold us captive to him, to the sin that he oftentimes has us
wrapped up in.
The other kind of argument that we need to demolish, and that with the dynamite that God has given to us we can, it's the arguments of people who are against Christianity. You see, we need to be able to demolish those arguments. There are plenty of folks out here today that are talking against Christianity, aren't there? You see? And coming up with all kinds of things and ways to try to suppress the spread of the gospel of Christ. And what God has done for us and what He can do through us, if we will use the dynamite that He has given to us, His Word and prayer, that we can demolish those arguments. So when someone is telling us, hey, you know, you need to sit down and be quiet, Christians, we can stand up and go, no, let's talk about this. Let me tell you why I don't need to sit down and shut up. And we demolish those arguments. He talks about every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. You know what a pretension is? We get the word pretend from that, if that gives you any clue. You see? It's the idea of claims that are made but are not supported by facts. That's what a pretension is. And we certainly have a lot of those that are being thrown out there, don't we? You see, folks that are out there saying this and claiming that, but there's no facts behind any of it. It's just what they want. And what Paul is telling us here is we can demolish those kinds of pretensions with the dynamite that God has given to us. You see, we can blow those things up. And it's also, he talks about professed rather than real intention or purpose, thus pretending. And how often maybe do some of us face that kind of a stronghold in our lives where we're professing certain relationship with God, but in actuality, what we're doing is pretending. We need to be seriously looking. Is that a stronghold that Satan has put into my life? I need to knock it down if it's there. And then the last thing that he talks about here that we can do and need to do is we get to take captives. Okay? We get to take prisoners. All right? All right? We have to take prisoners in this spiritual warfare that we're in. Look at what he says here in verse 5. The very last part of it. We take captive. So we get to take prisoners here, but look at what it is that we are to take captive and how that's to be done. He says, every thought. That's what the prisoner is our thoughts. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Every thought. Why do you suppose that is so important that he would say we've got to take that captive, those thoughts? Well, when we really understand the nature of spiritual warfare, then we know and we recognize that spiritual warfare is really more than anything, it is a battle for the mind. It is a battle for control of the mind, thus the thoughts. You see? Whoever controls the mind controls the behavior. And what we have got to do in this spiritual warfare is we have got to take captive every thought. See? So that God is controlling those rather than Satan. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, Paul says, do not conform, that's behavior, don't behave any longer like the world, but be transformed or change the way you behave by changing the way you think, by the renewing of your mind, he says. You see, it's all about our thinking, our thoughts. And we have got to take those thoughts captive. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You see, it goes back to the thoughts. Those thoughts that we are to take captive so that we can tear down the strongholds in our lives. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10, Paul there talks about the armor of God, doesn't he? You see? But he tells us and identifies identifies for us who the enemy is and where the fight is being fought. Our fight, he says in verse 12, is not against flesh and blood. That's why we don't need the F-16s and so forth, you see, and the grenade launchers and all that. We don't need any of that because ours is not a flesh and blood battle. He says, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That is spiritual warfare. And it is a warfare that is designed and intended to control our thinking. And that's why here Paul is telling us we need to take captive every thought. Okay? And not just take it captive, okay? But what are we to do with it? He says, and make it obedient to Christ. Okay? In essence, what we have to do is brainwash ourselves. Okay? I mean, think about it. You see? When people are taken captive by the enemy, then one of the things that is often done with them is to brainwash them. Why? The reason for that is because we know if we can control your thinking, then we can control your behavior. And so we brainwash you. Change the way you're thinking. You see? And so isn't that same thing true about what we're talking about here, that we, in a sense, kind of have to brainwash ourselves so that we take every thought, not just some of them, okay? Underline there in your Bible the word every. Every thought. You take it captive. And then you make it obedient to Christ. Okay? Don't just take it captive and try to lock it up somewhere. All right? You've got to change it so it becomes obedient to Christ. Otherwise, when you let it loose, what's it going to do? Go right back to what it was before. Okay? So we've got to take it captive. We get to take captives here. Okay? Not only do we get to blow things up, but we get to take captives. All right? Prisoners. We take those and we make them obedient to Christ. Folks, this is the nature of spiritual warfare. It is the strongholds that every single one of us face and have within our lives. Satan has put those strongholds there to hold us captive. You see, in the sins and the struggles and the frustrations, the hurts and all of those things, he's put those into our lives, you see, to disrupt our relationship with God. What we've got to do is to tear them down. And that's what we're going to be focusing on in the remainder of our study on Sunday mornings for the next bunch of weeks here, is looking at individual strongholds like faith and idolatry and depression and anger and things like that, things that we struggle with, that Satan uses against us. How do we break those things down? Okay? We're going to do it by using the dynamite that God has given to us. And that dynamite is what? Prayer and God's Word. Let's use those to break through the strongholds that Satan has put into our individual lives. Now, as we've been talking this morning, and thinking about these individual strongholds, that maybe somebody here has come to the conclusion and realized that, you know what, I've got this stronghold in my life, or I've got this particular thing going on that I need to overcome. Well, you can pick up that dynamite right now this morning. Okay? We've been talking through the Word. Now we're going to add the other stick of dynamite to it and through prayer. And so if you need some help with that this morning, then just come up and ask. All right? And we'll provide you and give you what you need so that you can begin tearing down or demolishing, blowing up those strongholds in your life. Someone here this morning who's ready to put on Christ, who's never given your life to Christ, and you're ready to make that commitment to become His child, you can do that this morning. Okay. Call upon Jesus as your Lord. Repent of your sins that are separating you from God, and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now, this morning, and begin a new life in Christ Jesus. The invitation is open to you. Steve, if you'll come up and lead us in a song, and let's stand together and sing.